Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Oh my goodness, since it is only the halfway point, we will only sing half of the chant. Un solo grido, un solo allarme, and I will leave it there. Everyone else can fill in the rest of the chant. I don't want to get ahead of myself because what we saw tonight, Roma 1, Milan 0. As you can tell, I've lost my voice from it. I'm stunned. Before we get into that, before we get into the chaos, all of our patrons, thank you. Patreon.com/RomaPress if you want to join the absolute chaos. If you want to get extra episodes, early access to episodes. If you want to get your hands on this knockoff that I'm pretty sure a Roma store charged €25 for. This was probably made. Well, I was going to say at the hands of child labor, but it is my children. So technically,
yes.
Child
okay. Labor. Okay. So like we're Nike, safe. We can say that. Adidas. We can put it out there. Okay.
Yes. So it's not the same as Adidas. So you can at least have some, you Fine. Don't have to feel bad about your purchase that someone, some
No fingers were chopped yes. off in the process. No harm was done to the 76 children that
wasn't
that
in
live
a factory
in
where 8-year-olds are smoking, filtered cigarettes just to get through the day. Patreon.com/RomaPress. And of course, at @ISRomaPress, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all of the places. We greatly appreciate your support. Again, I apologize for my voice. I've done about 15 appearances today saying the same thing, trying to be neutral. But when I am in this space, the professionalism can go out the door. It can go out the door. I can call Pioli a baldy. I can say to myself, what do some of the Mourinho fan just crazy people that interact on Twitter, if you say something not even negative, something even that can be perceived as not essentially glowing and kissing his backside, anything below that, you should see my mentions. It's the epitome of hell. But I don't know how they could show their face tonight, but we will leave that for another time because it is only the halfway point. So I'm going to try to maintain some balance. Andy, Roma win 1-0. First leg of the Europa League. First win against Milan. I mentioned this in the previous episode. I remember the match. I couldn't remember the specific year when it was. I knew it was under the reign of Paolo Fonseca. It was 2019. First win in 10 matches against Milan. And it's not only that, because Milan had chances, Roma had chances. I don't care what the XG says, because again, if you did not watch the match, if you were just going to Google it and not watch with your eyes all 90 minutes, if you are not going to sit next to me as I lose my voice, if you are not going to appear with me on a radio station in Manitoba, Canada, do you know where that is? I don't. No idea. No idea. No. Where I have to maintain some air of just slight professionalism when I say, oh, well, it's going to be very difficult for Roma. I do not like their chances. No, I did like their chances. And they played superb tonight. Where do you want to start, Andy? Because this was not one of those just sort of shithousing your way to a 1-0. I don't care what the expected goal, what the XG says. I'll throw it up right now on the screen. All of the data from tonight, okay? I don't care what any of it says. I couldn't care less. Roma, particularly that first half, in which they should have had at least 2 goals. I have tried to come up with a joke of cocaine and Stefan Ashraoui. I am not implying anything. Should his brother / agent / attorney get his hands and stumble across this episode on one of his binging nights in Shanghai. I'm not implying anything. not implying that had the quality of the snow in Lombardia been better, perhaps he is able to deliver a pass to Lukaku and he bangs it into the back of the net to make it 2-0. I'm not implying that at all. Roma had plenty of chances in the first half. I thought that first half was superb. Andy, the thing I liked about tonight was, again, it wasn't shithousing. It was a Roma that put and pushed Milan to the very end, that went toe to toe with Milan from 0 to 90. At no point tonight were Roma the bridesmaid. At no point were Roma the lucky one. They went stride for stride from 0 to 90. And I cannot sit here and look at some of the things I see because, again, I make the mistake of Sky Sport. Just the fact that I pay money to them, I feels like assault.
Some of the opinions. That definitely contributes to the sore throat, you know? That's not good.
Well, some of the opinions about, oh my gosh, well, you know, Milan almost 30 shots and Roma, blah, 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 blah. Watch that first half and you tell to me that Roma were undeserving of a result tonight. My voice, if I make it through this, I'm the one who needs to squirt
snow. Let me take over then for a moment.
Oh my gosh. In all seriousness, this was
a
victories, in my opinion. You can have your shithousing.
You want to go on? Okay, sure. Zero.
That was not tonight, though. That was not tonight. The Roma deserved this, yeah? They deserve it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It almost sounds like you're playing some Denzel Washington character in a movie or something. You have the desperation in your voice. But I totally understand where you're coming from. I mean, this is a huge result. This is the first time that Roma have kept four consecutive clean sheets in Serie A since 2017. This is a remarkable performance given what our track record was in this stadium. This is a remarkable performance. If you think about what was at stake going into this game, coming off the derby victory, coming off a really positive moment, it was a remarkable performance because you were going up against a side that was in excellent form. Milan were firing on all cylinders going into this game. They were scoring left and right. My biggest fear, my biggest worry was for Roma to concede. My fear was for Roma to let Milan see the light of day. My fear was that Milan's attack, as powerful as it can be at times, would dismantle Roma if they were not properly set up, if they took unnecessary risks. And yet tonight I saw a Roma team that had prepared it to perfection. Now, whatever the outcome is in the second leg, because we may be here gloating and saying all these positive things, and then the return leg will see us get pumped 3 goals at the Olympico.
50 million times, but I don't care. I can enjoy it tonight.
No, absolutely. Tonight, it was the match. The Roma prepared it just tip-top, you know, just to the finest detail. They knew exactly how to prepare for what Milan were about to give them. They did what Milan did to us over these last few years. Every time Roma faced Milan, it felt like Milan had prepared it in some kind of lab because they had it down to a T. Roma, they switched the tables, they turned the tables around, and tonight it was Roma. Roma going into a difficult stadium, Roma looking fearless, just like they did against Lazio, and getting an incredible result with some incredible performances, because I can think of so many good ones. I can think of Mancini, I can think of Smalling, I can think of Spinazzola. So this was, in my opinion, it was perhaps one of the best wins of the season so far.
I couldn't agree with you more in regards to the preparation. Listen, Roma, under De Rossi, they have started very slow in the first half. On a number of occasions, this is something we have discussed ad nauseum before coming into tonight. To see them come out with that level of effectiveness, that level of character, that was one of the most effective opening 45 minutes I've seen Roma play in what seems like 1 to 2 years, maybe 1 to 2 years, at least a full year, maybe 2 full calendar years. They they were so, in my opinion, so superior in that opening half. And this is something where I have to come clean on a couple of things. The first being, tactically, De Rossi got tonight spot on, yeah? I mean, if you want to give his grade from a tactical, technical point of view, it's a 10 of 10.
Absolutely, 10 out of 10.
10 of 10.
10 out of 10 because this could have gone many ways.
Yes.
Again, we look at Milan's track record in recent weeks. It's impeccable. It's impeccable. They had everything going right for them. They could have done so many things to hurt you. And yet, De Rossi found a way to make it spot on, to not allow yes. them to be that effective. He, even in my opinion, even the decision to play Smalling in this game. Because let's yes. remember, Smalling is coming off a long period of time where he's just banged up, going in and out of infirmary. He plays a few minutes in the derby. Tonight, he was an absolute wall. Along with Mancini, they were incredible. And that makes you think that, yes, Roma knew exactly what to do, how to contain Milan. And they didn't run unnecessary risk. But there were some pretty bold decisions on De Rossi's part. Even the decision to play Celik, a guy who's been notoriously yes. struggling to contain Rafael Leao. Tonight, again, very good too.
The second I received the formation from Roma, I make my graphic, I put it out, at least 2 to 3 people almost within 30 seconds respond to me after I retweeted and they say, Celik with the question mark. I mean, he was superb tonight. And one guy I just have to mention, and I mentioned this at halftime, Paredes, man. This is like the culmination of something I feel like I have prayed for. This is almost like the culmination of all my sins, anything I've ever said bad against the guy, coming to fruition and meeting at this fine point, at the most crucial point of the season, and me having to say, I am thrilled to have been proven wrong. De Rossi is getting wow. something out of Paredes.
Wow, this is that, like Skip Bayless turning around and praising LeBron. You know,
You know, there's that meme where the guy gets the tattoo. It says no regrets, but it's spelled incorrectly. Like I feel like I should get Paredes like spelled incorrectly on my chest just to be shown the fool. I mean, let's be very clear. And I said this in the Patreon in the group chat at halftime. De Rossi is getting something in and out of Leandro Paredes that Jose Mourinho and Max Allegri these past two seasons could only have dreamed of. I don't know why it took so long. I don't know why it took a trip to, let's go down the list. Empoli, back to Roma, to Zenit, to PSG, to Juve, back to Roma, to where we have for the second time, because everybody loves to play the clips of him at Empoli when he was with Giampaolo. This is the second time of his club career we have an effective Leandro Paredes who, when given a very, very specific set of directions and a very well-defined role. This is something you mentioned a few episodes ago. Under Jose Mourinho, I think it was very clear. Even under Allegri, you cannot ask the guy to do too many things beyond, I think, two. I want you to sit in the middle of the midfield, and I just want you to distribute. Just distribute the ball. That's it. It is amazing to me. It is amazing to me. It took Daniele De Rossi, a guy who I was petrified for because I made the mistake of watching him at Spal. And it was a mistake not only because it was Spal. I'm not going to get into the tourism version of the part of the episode yet. I know that is a part of the country that you like. So I won't say too many bad things of Ferrara. It's not that bad.
Ferrara is a beautiful city. What are you talking about?
I just said it's not that bad. That's not, I mean, in all seriousness,
what are we,
that's
a, what are we doing here?
Let's move on. Okay, forget it.
Back to the main talking point.
I mean, when I see Paredes, when I see this version of Leandro Paredes, I am stunned that it has taken. How old is he? Is he 29? Is he 30 years old? How old is he? We should know this by heart by now. Hold on. I have to pull it up very quickly because our staff.
I would say it's 29. He's 29.
He is 29. Okay. His passing accuracy tonight, okay, 94%. When you just tell this guy to do one to two things, very specific things, his level of effectiveness is mind-blowing. I compare this version of Paredes to the one that was with Jose Mourinho, to the one that was with Spalletti. Do you remember that? The only thing I remember of him with Spalletti was this. He scored free kick, right? And he does the celebration. He dapped.
Yeah, he dapped. But also, I remember he scored the goal against Torino. Joe Hart was in goal. Remember, yes. Joe Hart was playing
was
for Torino.
Like 75 yards away, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah, it took a really heavy deflection, and Joe Hart
was that. And then, he had another free kick goal that I believe also took a deflection. And then he and El Shaarawy did the coin flip, bring it down, and the dap. I just looked at myself in the camera. I'm so beyond embarrassed. There is nothing more embarrassing when you see yourself dap or do anything that Anyway, I just look at Paredes and I say to myself, if I can just find one player who embodies this turnaround, this revitalization, this rebirth under Daniele De Rossi, it is him. I mean, the guy, he was a non-entity in the first half of the season. Do you remember a player by the name of Eduardo Bove? Do you remember him? Because, you get a Paredes like this. I mean, the guy truly, 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 very rarely do I ever listen or pay attention to anything Antonio Cassano says, but he did a pretty decent interview. And I say decent because it was more than 5% digestible. Where he said, when you look at what De Rossi has done to Paredes, you just ask him to be sort of this metronome of the midfield when the team has the ball. It's astonishing to me what De Rossi has gotten out of him. And it is something that Jose Mourinho, Max Allegri have not been able to do. Who was his manager at PSG? Last season, was it?
It was Galtier.
Yeah, okay.
It was Galtier.
Yeah, isn't he coaching now? The team, he's in Saudi Arabia now too.
Yeah, he's in Saudi Arabia, but Luis Enrique replaced him. Luis Enrique didn't see any future in Leandro Paredes. So Leandro Paredes since Zenit has been non-existent, except for the national team. He's been non-existent on a
the national
on a club
team
level.
He's been superb. Well, and this is something I spoke about when he initially arrived. It is baffling to me how, for years, by the way, he has been effective with the Argentina national team and for his clubs. He is a non-factor. But now Daniele De Rossi has done something that world-class managers who have won, who have cabinets chock full of silverware. He has done something they haven't with this guy. And I want to cry. I want to weep. I want to get a tattoo of him. I don't know what to say beyond that, but I know I just went on like a 9-minute rant of Leandro Paredes. I understand that is not where this episode probably should have gone or many expected to go, but I can't.
No, but it's true. It's true. You know, we're talking about a player who completely turned it around, you know, and it's all the evidence is right there for us to see. You know, it's undeniable that a player like Paredes, obviously his rise, his ascent contributed to Eduardo Bove just fading into the background. But yes, it's undeniable that this team just moves differently, regardless of if it's Paredes or anybody else. They move with conviction. That's what sets it apart from anything else that we had been subjected to in those first 6 months of the season. I'm not talking about, Mourinho's entire tenure. I'm talking about the first months of this season, yeah, of Mourinho's third, yeah, season at Roma. What we're seeing now is a team that plays with conviction. You don't go out to San Siro and win 1-0, containing a really powerful attacking team such as Milan, maintaining a vital clean sheet in an important game on the European stage, if you don't play with conviction. And that's what De Rossi, yeah, said before the match started. He said, we can make mistakes, we can play well, we can play badly. The important thing is that the players are convinced of what they're going to do on the pitch tonight. And Roma knew exactly what they were going to do. And that starts, obviously, with the performances, with somebody like Paredes, who is able to just become the focal point of the team and not shy away from the moment. Same thing with Smalling. I mean, a guy who has been missing for such a long time. So many questions about his future. So much talk about him not willing to play for Jose Mourinho anymore. And then he goes out there after playing a few minutes in the derby and he just puts in that kind of performance.
Yeah.
That's the sign of a player who knows he's on a mission. Why does he know he's on a mission? Because the whole team is on a mission.
I mean, it's superb. We can say now this summer, thank goodness, we don't need a goalkeeper. You already have him, yeah? He was superb. Svilar, yeah, was nothing short of extraordinary.
It's not a coincidence that you go on your first fourth consecutive clean sheets in Serie A since 2017, because you have somebody who's not Robin Olsen, who's not Paul Lopez, who's not 80-year-old Rui Patricio. You have somebody who is responsive, who is in tune with the team, and who actually knows what the team is doing and is a pivotal part of the team playing out from the back. So Svilar right now is the complete package. He's the guy, yes, that you've been waiting for all season long. All those speculations about Roma and the future goalkeeper and blah, blah, blah. It's right there. He's there. Like, if talk about in-house solutions, now Miles Svilar is a luxury.
And what we saw tonight and what we have seen from him really since he was inserted into the place of Puy Ratricio, it is the difference. When I say our expectations, or at least mine, because barring Alisson and year two of Szczesny, we have been subjected to the most inconsistent play from goalkeeper of any position at the club. I mean, even when Roma, 2009, 2010, they make a run for Scudetto. I mean, don't look at what happened to Giulio Sergio after that. I mean, the guy falls off a cliff. His career, done. My expectations are basic, or let me say differently. All I am asking is for a goal. I am not asking for world-class saves. I am not asking for miracles to be pulled out of the hat. My expectation is just don't F up. Don't embarrass us. And then some of the names you just mentioned there, Paul Lopez, Bobin Rosen, they were nothing but embarrassments, nothing but errors, mistakes, time after time after time. Rui Patricio, after one season, goodbye, falls off of a cliff. The difference when you have somebody who is not only able to meet my basement entry-level expectations of just don't make mistakes. Don't make Serie C, Serie D level mistakes from a goalkeeper, but who is now actively saving results, preventing things that I would call pretty shots that would otherwise be a goal. I look at the saves he made tonight. I can't tell you with very high confidence that Patricio saves even half of them. You have Svilar, who, by the way, he needs to improve on the ball. His reflexes are superb. His instincts are superb. When you have a guy who is, again, not only able to just avoid embarrassing himself and making absolute pathetic mistakes, but is now actively going above and beyond the call of duty and making the saves he made tonight were top level. They were top level, okay? This is what you have. As you just said, you have such a different feeling in the defense, which, by the way, when you have a goalkeeper like that,
yeah,
do you understand what that does for the defenders? To just have a calmness about you where
absolutely.
You are not panicking, where you have to be on 100%. If you make a mistake, you would at least have a goalkeeper who has your back. Not the guy who...
the possibility to slip up, which is normal. It happens to the best of us. It will happen to a team like Roma, which is far from being the defensive BBC that was Juventus back in the years of Barzagli, Bonucci, Chiellini, and obviously Buffon. So Roma are touchable. Roma are not the perfect team. It's not like tonight changes anything. Tonight was an excellent game because you knew exactly how to set it up in order to not let the opponent take advantage of you, which is what Milan had done repeatedly in this stadium for the last few years. This time around, thankfully, Roma got it right. It's as simple as that. They read perfectly. And even now, Pioli and Calabria and all the others, they're sitting there and they're like, Jesus, like, we didn't expect Stefan El Shaarawy to play on the right. That messed us up. So that's a huge bonus point for De Rossi, who understood that you cannot take unnecessary risks, that you have to give yourself some defensive cover. But at the same time, that does not have to equate with you playing like a coward, which is what we had seen so many times. It seemed like if you didn't want to concede, you could not play with spirit, with attitude. Tonight, Roma did that. They refused to concede. They kept a clean sheet. They did not allow Milan to do the same things that Milan have done over the past few games, which is completely bombard the opponent.
Yes.
Oh. They were able to contain them. At the same time, you could see that this team was engaged from the very first until the very last minute.
The thing that I was most impressed by was touching slightly on what you said. They were never overwhelmed tonight. At no point. The thing that struck me when one of the appearances I did, they were replaying clips from the first match. And even then, it's early in the season, Roma were never in that game. I don't care if it was 2-1. They were never in that. As for the 3-1 of January, that was one-way traffic. Tonight, they were not overwhelmed. They did not play as if they felt inferior to the opponent. That is the thing. If we just want to pinpoint, I suppose, one single thing that Daniele De Rossi has been able to do, I think it's that. I think you can point to a number of things tactically, technically. I think to have a team and a squad that is able to, they are fully and entirely bought into every single thing coming out of the mouth of De Rossi. They are playing with, as you said, conviction, belief, and they are not folding, or even if they are facing an opponent that they know is superior to them, they're going toe-to-toe with them. Even the match against Inter, yes, they lost 4-2, but there were so many things in that match that I think you could point to that were good. I look at tonight and I compare it to the previous two matches of this season between Roma and Milan. It's astonishing to me because you want to talk about a case of the body snatchers. Most of the guys on the pitch tonight, obviously Svilar being the notable exception, pretty much everyone on the pitch tonight was there for both games against Milan. The first one, obviously, Lukaku only played a bit, a small role. But to have a team that got so dismantled, man, I know we mentioned it sort of in passing, but I don't know if anybody was sick enough or wanted to torture themselves enough prior to the match and actually watch some of those games against Milan this season. Roma were never in either of them. Andy, at no point in either of those games did you or myself.
Yeah, never. Never felt like Roma were in it. Never felt like Roma had a chance. Never. Never. And it's funny because the circumstances haven't changed, as in you are still the underdog tonight. You know, you're going into a game that saw you not being the favorite, despite having a good result in the derby. This was not Roma's game. This was Milan's game. This was the match where Milan were supposed to take advantage of you, and then you could play for a result at the Olimpico. So Roma did everything they needed to do to turn the tables around on Milan, to let them know that it's not the same, that it's not the same, something's changed. And that's what I got from Roma's performance. I got a self-assured performance of a team that controlled the ball wisely, that moved the ball really well on the pitch, that was defensively sound, that had Romelu Lukaku put in, as De Rossi just said, the best performance that he's given on an individual level since De Rossi has been here. And that's what you want from the team in these moments. That's what Roma have been doing with De Rossi most of the time, with the exception of Lecce, I think, which was the slip-up. It was the slip-up.
Yes.
They've met the moment each and every single time. When they had to, they met the moment.
They absolutely have. So with my voice waning, I can't go on too much longer. So as you said about 10 to 15 minutes ago, everything you and I are saying right now and the excitement we feel can be completely null and void exactly 7 days from today. It's happened before.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Everything we are saying now, it can be clipped.
It could come back to haunt us, yes. I just know that the moment I start to make those clips that then I share on Twitter, those are going to get bookmarked, man. Those are going to get bookmarked. I know it. And that's a risk that you're running. But the important thing is that we know that it's not over. The important thing is to know that
the team is
aware of the fact that it's not done yet.
I completely agree with you. Listen, we had patrons prior to kickoff saying, we are okay if we lose by one. We had a couple of people say, if they lose by two goals, it wouldn't be so bad. You can turn it around at the Olimpico. I mean, that is sort of the level of expectation some people had coming into tonight, that if we only lose by two, the script is completely flipped now. I mean, yes, you are underdogs coming into it. And by the way, Roma are still underdogs. I look at this team and we can talk about the tactics, the formation, all of this stuff. It's the character. It is the complete turnaround from the mentality point of view is the thing that I am so struck by. I'm not going to say that I am 100% confident because you and I have been doing this far too long. We've seen far too much. And ironically, on a day where Orenthal James Simpson is said farewell, we have been...
R.I.P.
Twitter world. Hello, Twitter world. I mean, we have been maimed, kind of in a way that he did to two other people, to his ex-wife and the waiter. So I'm not going to say that they're favorites. I am not going to say that I am even expecting them to win next week. But I can tell you without question, I sure as hell like their chances going into next week with De Rossi at the helm right now than I would any of the other two to three previous managers. And I know that has probably opened me and my Twitter mentions up for a day of absolute chaos. I don't care though, because this team is completely bought in. So we're not going to do predictions, but you have to like their chances. Yeah. I mean,
you have to, no, not even the chances. You have to lie. You have to believe in the fact that the team will be fully aware of what this lead means. Yes. And this lead means nothing. That's the conclusion. That this lead 1-0 means absolutely nothing. As you said, we could be here a week from now, and the words that we're saying right now that are coming out of our mouths will be completely null and void. But that's one thing that it's important that we know, but it's even more important that the team knows. And I'm fairly confident. If there's something I'm fairly confident in, it's not a result, it's not a scoreline, it's not a goal scorer, whatever. It's not a prediction. My confidence is in De Rossi, is in the team under De Rossi, knowing exactly what this entails. That's it. That's all I got right now. What they're giving me is we know how to meet the moment. So far, that's the evidence that I got from Roma, from their performances since Daniele De Rossi's appointment, is they know exactly how to match the opponent, read the opponent, study the opponent, prepare for the opponent, and then eventually, hopefully, overcome the opponent.
All right, before we go, you made a passing comment, and I didn't want to ruin the flow. You said something cooked up in a lab. Speaking of that, did you see Atalanta? Now, I know Liverpool played with essentially a half squad.
Still, that's huge, man. That's Atalanta, who were in Serie B not even that long ago. To see them, you know, do that, unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Without Bangsbo, without our friend Bangsbo.
without Bangsbo, we're going to leave it there. There's no reason to, if you think I have the energy or the will to do a preview of Udinese. Just win. What am I supposed to say? Win. You have to win. There's nothing to say or preview beyond that. We will leave it there. We will be back after the weekend to preview the second leg. Enjoy tonight. You are allowed to enjoy tonight. Without knowing how the second leg goes, you are allowed to enjoy tonight. You are allowed. Once the facts change, if Roma win, if Roma are eliminated, then we can react differently. But right now, the fact is Roma are winning this tie 1-0. It's only halfway. Enjoy it, though. Enjoy it. It was a fantastic evening. They did so many things correctly. I refuse to not enjoy this moment. It was a fantastic performance, fantastic result. We will leave it there. Have a good weekend. Again, we'll chat with you in a few days. Until then, ciao.